having some kind of woman's underwear about my person. He sighed. Someone, somewhere, has a lot of fun, he said wistfully. I wish it was me.
Get a drink inside you, that's my advice, said the raven. Have a hair of the dog that bit someone else.
But why there? Susan insisted. The old god stopped trying to glare at the raven. I don't know. Where was there, exactly? Susan looked back at where the castle had been. It was entirely gone. There was a very important building there a moment ago, she said. The Ogard nodded carefully.
I often see things that weren't there a moment ago, he said, and they often aren't there a moment later, which is a blessing in most cases, let me tell you, so I don't usually take a lot of notice.
He folded up and landed in the snow again. There's just snow now, Susan thought. Nothing but snow and the wind. There's not even a ruin. The certainty stole over her again that the Hogfather's castle wasn't simply not there anymore. No, it had never been there. There was no ruin, no trace. It had been an odd enough place. It was where the Hogfather lived, according to the legends, which was odd when you thought about it. It didn't look like the kind of place a cheery old toymaker would live in. The wind soughed in the trees behind them. Snow slid off the branches. Somewhere in the dark there was a flurry of hooves. A spidery little figure leapt off a snowdrift and landed on the Ogod's head. It turned a beady eye up towards Susan.
All right by you, is it? Said the imp, producing its huge hammer. Some of us have a job to do, you know, even if we are of a metaphorical, nay, a folkloric persuasion.
Oh, go away!
If you think I'm bad, wait till you see the little pink elephants, said the imp.
I don't believe you.
They come out of his ears and fly around his head, making tweeting noises.
Ah, said the raven sagely. That sounds more like robins. I wouldn't put anything past them.
The Ogod grunted. Susan suddenly felt that she didn't want to leave him. He was human. Well, human-shaped. Well, at least he had two arms and legs. He'd freeze to death here. Of course, gods, or even Ogods, probably couldn't, but humans didn't think like that. You couldn't just leave someone. She prided herself on this bit of normal thinking. Besides, he might have some answers, if she could make him stay awake enough to understand the questions. From the edge of the frozen forest, animal eyes watched them go.
Mr. Crumley sat on the damp stairs and sobbed. He couldn't get any nearer to the toy department. Every time he tried, he got lifted off his feet by the mob and dumped at the edge of the crowd by the current of people. Someone said, "Top of the evening, Squire." And he looked up, blearily, at the small yet irregularly formed figure that had addressed him thusly.
"Are you one of the pixies?" he said, after mentally exhausting all the other possibilities.
"No, sir. I am not, in fact, a pixie, sir. I am, in fact, Corporal Nobbs of the Watch, and this is Constable Visit, sir."
The creature looked at a piece of paper in its paw.
"You Mr. Crummy?"
"Crumley?"
"Yeah, right. You sent a runner to the watch-house, and we have hereby responded with commendable speed, sir," said Corporal Nobbs. "Despite its being Hogswatch night, and there being a lot of strange things happening, and most importantly, it being the occasion of our Hogswatchly piss-up, sir. But this is all right, because Washpot, that's Constable Visit here, he doesn't drink, sir, it being against his religion. And although I do drink, sir, I volunteered to come because it is my civic duty, sir."
Nobby tore off a salute, or what he likes to believe was a salute. He did not add, "And turning out for a rich bugger such as your good self is bound to put the officer concerned in the way of a seasonal bottle or two of some other tangible evidence of gratitude," because his entire stance said it for him. Even Nobby's ears could look suggestive. Unfortunately, Mr. Crumley wasn't in the right receptive frame of mind. He stood up and waved a shaking finger towards the top of the stairs.
I want you to go up there, he said, and arrest him.
Arrest who, sir? Said Corporal Nobbs.
The Hogfather.
What for, sir?
Because he's sitting up there as bold as brass in his grotto, giving away presents.
Corporal Nobbs thought about this.
You've been having a festive drink, have you, sir? He said hopefully.
I do not drink.
Very wise, sir, said Constable Visit. Alcohol is the tarnish of the soul. Ossory, Book 2, verse 24.
Not quite up to speed here, sir, said Corporal Nobbs, looking perplexed. "I thought the Hogfather is supposed to give away stuff, ain't he?"